This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. People across the country are taking part in the mega cleanliness drive today on the clarion call of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He has appealed to the citizen for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive at 10 a.m. to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. In the last Mann Ki Baat program, Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan, urging people to join hands and take out time for mega cleanliness drive.
1 अक्टूबर यानी रविवार को सुबह 10 बजे स्वच्छता पर एक बड़ा आयोजन होने जा रहा है। आप भी अपना वक्त निकालकर स्वच्छता से जुड़े इस अभियान में अपना हाथ बटाएं। आप अपनी गली, आस पड़ोस, पार्क, नदी, सरोवर या फिर किसी दूसरे सार्वजनिक स्थल पर इस स्वच्छता अभियान से जुड़ सकते हैं।
The Prime Minister today appealed to people to come together to dedicate 1 hour to cleanliness and help build a bright future for the country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Swachh Bharat is a collective responsibility of all the family members of the country and every effort of public participation is very important in this direction. We have a report.
The Prime Minister's call for Ek Tarikh, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath could be the world's largest voluntary effort for a cleaner India. Over 6,40,000 sites have been adopted for Shramdan for urban and rural India under this mega cleanliness drive. Citizens from all walks of life will take part in cleaning activities at public places like market spaces, railway tracks, water bodies, tourist locations, places of worship. In this unique initiative, Indian Army, Navy and Air Force personnel will join hands with civilians to clean various sites. At the cleaning sites, citizens can click pictures and upload on the portal swachhtahiseva.com. With Bhupendra Singh, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mehboob Nagar in Telangana this afternoon and dedicate to the nation several development projects and will lay foundation stones for some other worth over 13,000 crore rupees. These projects are related to road and rail infrastructure, education, health, energy and electricity. He will dedicate to the nation the new railway line between Jakhler Krishna built on the Munirabad Mehboob Nagar section at a cost of 505 crore rupees and inaugurate Kachiguda Raichur Kachiguda demo train service and the four-lane highway between Suryapet Khammam built at a cost of 2,457 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stones to several other road projects worth 6,400 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also virtually inaugurate four buildings constructed at a cost of 81 crore rupees at the Central University in Hyderabad. He will also address a public meeting at Mehboob Nagar this evening. Kuduma Shri, the Poverty Eradication and Women Empowerment Program of the Kerala government, is all set to launch Tirike Schoolil, or Back to School, to enable knowledge acquisition for its 46 lakh members. State Minister for Local Self-Government, M.B. Rajesh, will launch the statewide program at Tirthala in Palakkad district this morning. India has condemned the incident of non-local extremist elements in Scotland's Glasgow deliberately disrupting a planned interaction organized for the Indian High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Vikram Duraiswamy, in a Gurudwara. The High Commission of India in London, in a statement, termed the incident as disgraceful. In Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu of the opposition PPM-PNC coalition has won the presidential election. In the provisional results, he was shown to have polled over 53% of the votes. Taking to X, Dr. Muizu thanked all those who voted for him and called for the release of Abdullah Yameen, who is serving an 11-year sentence on charges of corruption. On day 8 of the ongoing Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, Aditi Ashok bagged silver in the women's individual golf event today. So far, India took up its overall medals tally to 39, 10 gold, 15 silver, 14 bronze at the ongoing Asian Games. India currently stands at the fourth position on the scoreboard. IMD has informed the depression over East Central Arabian Sea crossed South Konkan coast between Panjim, Goa and Ratnagiri, Maharashtra last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.